though. Kevin, what does this
trip mean and do for the Jets organization to be here?
Well, you know, it's an interesting time. Obviously, you know, it gets a group of guys that when you go on the road, there's an opportunity for them to bond and to, you know, really get to know each other. It's early in the season here, so there's, you know, you haven't had a lot of that. You play a lot of games. Here you actually have some time. Once you get here, you'll get a chance to acclimate, and it'll be exciting. I was part of it in 2009 with the Blackhawks, and you know, it was a really good trip.
What did you learn from the Blackhawks trip about the break before, Kevin, and the days after to kind of get back to the groove in North America?
So our trip was set up slightly different. It was more, it was a couple of exhibition games prior to a couple of regular season games, ironically against Florida Panthers as well. But, you know, again, I remember it going pretty smoothly. So I don't remember a lot of hiccups. I don't remember a lot of, you know, things that you had to concern yourself going back. So I think probably no memory is probably a good one in that regard.
Too for Patrick, this experience for him. I know obviously it was a big part of being here.
Well, I remember when we talked about the you know, the potential of even going back when it was you know, just a concept still, and you know, you could see the, you know, the gleam in his eye and you know, certainly the excitement. But I think it's exciting for the guys as well to be excited for, you know, him and just you know, again, I heard some of the guys talking about, you know, you get a chance to you know, to go to work in Helsinki in Finland, like you play your game in there. So it's a good cultural experience, I think, for everyone. But, you know, certainly for, you know, for Patrick, I'm sure it's a real experience. I remember watching him play here in this same arena that we're going to be playing in the World Juniors, and he did pretty well there.
As a GM, is this disruption to your schedule because it's underway, is it worth it?
Well, you know, again, it's something I guess you can look probably in hindsight more than in foresight, but I think we're looking at it again as an opportunity for, you know, for bonding, for the opportunity for the guys to get out on the road together and enjoy an experience together. When you're part of a team, I think when you're trying to, you know, get a season started, you're looking for things, you know, to try and come together on. It's you know, you got the on-ice stuff, you've got the off-ice stuff, but and it's hard to manufacture things. But when you're on a trip like this, you know, there's going to be, you know, laughter, there's going to be some jokes, there's going to be some, you know, different things that I'm sure have already, you know, etched in the guys' minds just on the way over.
But four key points, though, keeping in mind that there is work to do at the end of the week, and the guys would certainly know that, recognize that.
Yeah, you know, again, that is really the four, you know, the forefront of everything is that you're talking regular season, you know, points here, and it is important, and you know, they'll be the first to tell you that again, having a couple of days of being able to practice would be, you know, a real good first step in making sure that you're ready to play.
What do you remember about the first time watching Patrick?
Well, I remember at that point in time saying, you know, someone's going to get a pretty good player, you know, and obviously they won the World Junior Championship here at home. So there was a tremendous excitement level, you know, obviously in the building watching the games and you know, and they delivered. It was a really young, I guess, Finnish under 20 team. And, you know, they were all, you know, under 18, I guess, essentially. But it was really exciting for, you know, the fans. So I expect that the atmosphere is going to be, you know, exactly like that back in the World Junior days.
What stood out about his game at that time?
Well, again, you know, for a younger player in an older tournament at that point in time, he looked very mature. His game was very mature. He obviously him and Puja Harvey, you know, were you know, very, very good in the tournament. I came in to watch Sami Niku. Really, is you know, was my sole focus. And again, they all, you know, didn't disappoint. It was a fun tournament to watch, and you know, it delivered the excitement.
How do you see Patrick Laine's situation right now? As you know, he's been struggling in scoring and in 5-on-5 situations. How do you see his situation and status right now in the team?
I see it as, you know, a lot of the evolution of young players in the National Hockey League. It's a very difficult league to, you know, have success year over year over year in. And I think a lot of people just take it for granted, you know, that these young players just step in and it's going to be smooth sailing. So I don't see anything different than, you know, the majority of players in the league, what they have to go through to, you know, to become, you know, National Hockey League players, you know, 10, 12 year careers type thing. So even longer. So these are things that, again, it's just a natural progression.